Louis Meyer, yes.
On the person side, on the people side of our registration table, we just found a 20 on the floor. Unless somebody can think of a good way, how we're going to handle this, I'm thinking somebody just made a $20 contribution to the debt.
Yeah, I think you did. If you can describe your 20, including the serial number, you can get it back.
Well, I never had a 20, but I'm willing to take one.
Okay, we're going to move.
Taylor.
Hey, you have an announcement you wish to make?
Well, I do have that, but one of the things I have in the Technology Center, a section of the NMB Journey Institute site, there is an area specially for product manufacturers to post information related to their product called Technology Tip. Matt, I think, is Andrew here?
No, Andrew's not. Matt is subbing for Andrew.
We've been trying to get Adobe to submit a tip, but I have been successful with that, or something happened. So I'm welcoming some of your tips if you have something to pass along. So
you know what, tips for proper PDF construction, or tips about how to use PDF better?
That's right.
Or anything.
We welcome your tips as well. Just get in touch with me if you need to post something.
Yeah, she gave us lots of hints and tips today, which I hope all of your note takers are buzzing away there, capturing all that information. And of course, it was recorded, so other people will get it, right? Or including all of you when we're done. Assuming that this.
For $5, right?
Yeah, for your $5.
Well, I have the floor. Can I just make an announcement with
us? Yeah, sure.
We're recruiting for more access technology specialists. If you are interested in talking more about that, please send me an email.
What's your minimum requirement?
Well, I'd like to have someone with a 4-year degree in CIS or CS.
That I wouldn't qualify for that.
No.
Just ask me.
Needs me right
now.
Besides all of that, let's talk about real qualifications. What would you look for? Talk about skill.
I'm looking for someone who, well, you know, the basic office stuff, you have to have that covered.
Oh, you want them to be able to read Braille proficiently?
Braille proficiently, office stuff covered. I don't have to worry about that. People who are willing to get out there and try new things.
Without having to be handheld?
That's right, without having to be handheld.
Yeah.
And people who are willing to travel independently to do various access technology presentations, those kind of things, without me having to send people with.
The question, are you looking for screen covers users as well?
I'm looking for both.
Excellent.
Low vision user as well as non-visual access technology user.
That was Joe Steinkamp and a person you should meet. Joe Steinkamp. Okay, Joe and Rich Ring and I both taught Joe.
Yeah, we did, yes.
He was a tough nut to crack.
Thank you for having me.
But he turned out quite nicely in the end, so you should talk to Joe.
Let me give you my office number as well. It's 410-659-9314, extension 2413. When you call, just say you want to talk to me about employment possibility, give you your contact information. Don't leave the whole resume on my voicemail, please.
You could email her your resume.
Email me at ataylor@nmb.org. Thank you very much for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, just like Larry Lewis was talking about with regard to hiring people for ICRC, I think that Ann has pretty high standards.